dark in the city. Night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. Yes, something new right here, wherever you're checking it out. Welcome, welcome. It's got a new title. Before I jump into the new title, though, I want to introduce my partner in crime, my fellow Gothamite, Amy of thevro.com. What's up, Amy?
What's up, Mike? No, this is not a new season. This is not a new season.
This is not a new season. It is July 5th, the day after 4th of July, and we're going to be recapping the last two episodes of Gotham that this one aired in May.
Jeez. Yes.
God, we suck balls.
We've just been busy.
Oh my gosh. It was crazy, people that are tuning in, because before we get into everything, we have some friends in Ireland that are big Gothamites as well. They have a podcast as well. And I saw them post up something, and I call up Amy. I'm like, our friends in Ireland have passed us. Because normally, because we get the shows before they do. But they, you know, I'm retweeting their shows, and I retweeted, and I'm like, holy crap balls, they've already did the season finale, and we haven't even done the finale or the episode
one before that.
We suck balls, man. We suck balls. So, we're finally getting together. Yes. It's been kind of crazy, because you've had cons, and then I've been busy with my family, and then there were times where you were like, go ahead and do without me, and I was like, no, I can't. And then I was like, I'll do without you, and you were like, I'll rewatch it. And so... Man, we suck balls.
But we're here. We're here now. And I'm okay. Like, I don't even know this. Mike, did everybody hear Mike say under a new name?
Yes. You know, because normally this is like Gotham recap show, blah, blah, blah. No. The new show title is Talking Gotham, because I finally uploaded the shows to iTunes.
Okay, I do know this.
Yes, you do know this. So if you want to go to iTunes, you can check out me and Amy's past recap shows. Go to iTunes and search Talking Gotham, and you'll see it. You'll see it right there. And you can subscribe and write little stars and like little reviews and all that good stuff. So I promise we're going to get back.
Yeah, we're going to pop these two out, and then after it airs on season 3, we're there.
Yeah, because we just, right now, we just suck balls. We just suck balls. So,
we do.
Well, I know you do. I mean, like.
let's suffer.
Okay,
I mean,
got
you
it.
Told everybody a couple of days ago about my bubble wrap fetish.
Yes, Amy has a bubble wrap, yeah.
Let's just stop there.
Okay. So, this episode aired, May 16th on Fox. Monday night, Gotham, a legion of horribles. Now, you rewatched the episode.
I did, but I rewatched it like 2 weeks ago.
Right. And so I have my notes. So, I'm ready, man. I'm looking at my notes. And back then when I wrote this, I feel like I'm going back in time. So
we
cool.
are.
So cool.
But we're going to May.
Like right now, we suck balls. yes. So this episode starts off right where the episode before that ends, which ended with Selina and Firefly meeting Legit. Each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Selina going in there trying to save Firefly, but it's obvious that, Dr. Strange has messed with her mind.
Like he messes with everyone's.
Right, and she thinks she's this goddess of fire or whatever the hell it is, and Selina's like, hell no, you're my friend. And
Selina is her sacrifice.
Yes. And it turns out that Selina punches her out. And then, of course, she is then Firefly wakes back up and flips the script on Selina. And now she has become her servant in this episode. I'm glad to get – you know what? I was happy to see Firefly, man.
I know. You really like that character.
I do. I do like her.
I can give and take.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can
either be there. She can't be there.
I can already.
It's not like one of those characters where I like. Oh my god! I cannot stand.
Here it comes. Here it comes, people. Here it comes. I can already tell where this is going with Amy already, because she's like, yeah, fly, and then I'm gonna watch this. Watch this, everybody. Fish Mooney wakes up. See, people? See what I'm talking about? So I already know. I already know. I should have done this episode by myself.
You should have. Like I told you.
No wonder you told me so fast. You're like, go. So let's talk about, the big giant moment, which I was excited for, and I kept on saying it, and you were like, no, it better not happen, because I hate that woman. Fish Mooney wakes up.
Yeah, she does wake up, but you know what? I kind of liked it.
Thank you.
Because she's taking down Doctor Strange.
Well, I mean, and okay, I guess.
Doctor Strange, what the hell am I talking about?
Is that who you're saying, Doctor Strange? Is that who you're going for? See, I wasn't going that route. I figured you were going to like her because she has a badass power. And it's girl power. Like, no? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. There's something about Fish I don't like.
But you know what? I don't care what you say. I mean, it was good to see Fish Mooney back. And then, you know, she's got this power and she can, like, touch people and, you know, and bam, she can make people do what they want.
And I do like that. I wish I had that power.
There you go. You do. It's called vagina.
I knew that was coming.
Yes, there you go.
I knew that was coming.
Uh-huh. There you go. But you know what? I'm glad she's back. I know in next season it's going to be crazy because I know we can't talk about the finale even though we've seen already, but we're going to recap it in just a few.
I mean, we can.
No!
Yeah, okay. Mike's like, no, we're spreading this apart.
Yes. So, yes. So, Fish Mooney, big highlight for me. I'm excited. I was excited to see her and Firefly. Amy, of course, hates them both. Okay, cause let's just fast forward to the other big moment at the end of this episode. Doctor Strange gets Doctor Stretch or Mr. Stretch or Stretcheroo or Fantastic Four, whatever you want to call them.
That was disgusting.
Wasn't that weird?
That was just weird.
See, I didn't think you were going to say that. I would figure you would have been like, oh, two Jim Gordons? Yeah, one can play on this side and this side and the other one can play on this side.
To see Ben like play that was really cool. But I just... Things that, like, Mr. Stretch, no. Mm-mm.
See, I really thought you were going to be like, oh, I could do some damage with two Jim Gordons. Or they could do damage on me. That's what I figured you were going to say.
No, but I did like how he portrayed Jim. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, the ending was, when I saw him switch over, I was like, oh, this guy could really take advantage of being Jim Gordon. Which, in the finale, we see, but we're not going to talk about it. But yes, and that's where this episode ends. And then, bam, you know, season finale is coming up next. Which, holy crap balls. But we don't want to talk about it now. We're just talking about this episode. You know, I'm just going to ask you. Did you like anything about this episode?
Well, the more we talk about it, I kind of do like the whole
thing. Oh, shut
up.
Whatever. No. No. Because as soon
as... I don't like her character... I did like how she is back and she's, I just don't want her to like, I don't know. I don't want her to cause drama like she did in the first one, like with Penguin.
That's what she's supposed to do.
I know.
All right. Scale of 1 to 10. What do you give this episode?
I give it an 8.
Really? For someone that didn't like any of it? An 8.
I did like it.
Jesus Christ.
I give it an 8.
You know what? For me, I'm looking at my notes now. I would probably give an 8. I mean, and I'm not giving an 8 because you're giving an 8, and for your reasonings, hell no. But it to me, it was a really good episode. It was definitely setting things up for the finale.
Yeah, set things up for the finale.
Yeah, I got to see my favorite characters. I was a happy camper. I was a happy camper with this episode back in May. So are we done?
We're done.
All right, people.
Let's talk about the finale.
No, we're done with this episode. We're going to come back and do the finale. If you want to check out Amy and all her goodies... You can check her out on thevro.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Should they go there for everything else, or do you want to give it out anything specific?
I mean, they can go there for our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook. We're doing a lot of giveaways, so definitely go over there, check out our giveaways. And they're really easy to enter. All you got to do is follow us on Instagram, tag us in a picture, blah, 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 blah.
Coolio. So that's thevro.com. Make sure you go there and check that out, people. For me, iwatchmike.com is my blog, and you can find everything there. Twitter, Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. iWatchMike is Facebook. And of course, you can check out audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's where all the shows are at. And then soon I'm going to be throwing it out there, all of those shows on iTunes. I'm going to be sending out the links. They're all on there already. But the main focus right now, Talking Gotham, if you go to iTunes, you search that and you can subscribe and do all the goods. And of course, you can find me and Amy on good shows. It's an app on the App Store, Apple Store, and you can join the community. It's kind of like TV Tag and Get Glue. And last week, it's available now for Android users. So
that's really cool, because I know a couple of months ago, back in May, people were asking.
Yes, people were asking about it, so now it's available. So just type in good shows, and you can join the conversation. I'm Mike the Movie Guy. And which one are you in Good Shows?
It's Variety Radio Online.
Sweet. All right, people, that's it. We're going to come right back and talk about the Holy Crap Ball season finale. I hope we've redeemed ourselves. We're no longer sucking balls. We're catching
up.
They
hate us.
No, they don't. They hate you.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.